In Central Asia, there is a nation that gets not much attention over here, and that's why I'm particularly excited to share this music with you, because it is very beautiful and very, very deep, many different styles of music that reflect the geography. And Azerbaijan is in the crossroads between Asia and Europe, and a lot of the goods that traveled back and forth along the so-called Silk Road traveled through Azerbaijan. So the music, well, the instruments have been traded, and they acquired in that part of the world many different styles of instruments. So there's stringed instruments, there are a lot of flutes, there are a lot of drums, and the voice is a huge part of the music of Azerbaijan. And yes, I'm going to present to you many different styles from this great and quite small nation, a nation of about almost 10 million people, a former Soviet country, so it's been independent since 1991, and yes, it is on the left coast of the Caspian Sea, with many nations nearby. Well, it's on the ocean, well, not quite an ocean, but the sea. It's got Iran just to the south. To the north, we have a giant country called Russia. To the west, Georgia and Armenia, but not far further west is Turkey. And the biggest influences that I've read and I've heard myself are Iran and Turkey. Turkish and Iranian music, very deep history there, and they certainly rubbed off on the music of Azerbaijan. So I'm going to start off with something classically Azerbaijani, and it is an instrument called the tar. It has different names in every country. Also known as a saz, I believe. And this is an instrument that, well, across that whole Central Asia, there are variations. But it is a lute with only, I think, three strings. And although other instruments, I read that Azerbaijan broke up in the 19th century into two different parts, or it was broken up by empires. And this instrument, though, is on all across the nation. And it is a style. The musicians are called ashiks. They're traveling bards who sing and play this instrument, the saz. And it's kind of semi-improvised, songs about nature, songs about lost loved ones, and so on. So a hugely important part of their culture. And you're just going to hear a solo here on the saz. And yes, you're gonna love this. And then we're going to move on to lots more different styles. So music of Azerbaijan coming up right now. Thank you.
anlamam beynim aman aman sar gelin.
Music of Azerbaijan, and I believe that was the Sari Jelen Ensemble. But things are kind of strange when you don't understand the lyrics and you're trying to find, or don't understand the language, I mean. And yes, so either by the Sari Jelen Ensemble or Altiplato and Siavush Keremi. Because it looks like the ensemble has a bunch more instruments that are not featured in that song. And it doesn't look like there's a piano, judging by the photo. Nevertheless, there was about a moment, 1 minute in that song, where it kicked up into drumming and flutes. But yeah, pretty subdued number there. And also the name of that group, potentially Sari Jelen, is the name of a number of folk songs popular in Iran, the Caucasus, Eastern Anatolia. Many different versions of the same song. They use the same melody, but have different lyrics, so super confusing if you ask me. And is either a blonde tall girl or a girl from the mountains. That's what the name means, depending on the language. Nevertheless, yeah, music of Azerbaijan right there. And before that, another confusing piece of music, because it is on, well, a solo instrument, a flute called the duduk. At least that's the name in Armenia, just to the west. And it is an instrument made of the apricot wood, the duduk, but on the Azeri side in Azerbaijan, it's called the balaban. And there are artists in the, well, I found a video of that comment saying, this is Armenian music, the Azerbaijani people are stealing the duduk, and that was clearly an Armenian musician. It went uncredited. Anyways, you probably don't care about all this stuff, but nevertheless, yeah, some pretty strong tensions between Armenia and Azerbaijan. Well, in the 90s, there was a war over parts of that nation, part of Azerbaijan that was a majority Armenian population. So as to who that flute belongs to, that traditional music, I'm not going to get into it. Let's just say both of the people probably have a common history, and well, they both make beautiful instruments, both make beautiful music with their flutes, the duduk or the balaban. And started off the set with a fellow named Amran Heydari on the saz, the lute, super fast paced, like shredding guitar. And you can see why guitar and rock bands have caught on so much in that part of the world, because they have stringed instruments and they're already masters at said styles of instruments. So that was a track called Karam Gozalamasi, and a compilation of music made in the 90s of traditional music of the Ashiks, the traveling minstrels of Azerbaijan. All right, so moving forward, and next you will hear something. We're gonna move into jazz, and wow, this was a nice surprise that Azerbaijan was home to a thriving jazz scene even back in the Soviet era, when it was difficult to make Western styles of music, but it had enough, I suppose, of its own flavor, its own local flavor to not be banned by the Soviet government. So yes, one of the best jazz cats back in Azerbaijan in the 70s and 80s was Vagif Mustafazadeh. Awesome names back over there. And yeah, he is a pianist, a composer, famous for fusing jazz and traditional Azeri folk music called mugam. So you're going to hear some really fast piano playing on this. And this is a track from way back in the 70s. Vagif Mustafazadeh with Getme Gel here on Wandering Rhythms. We're taking a turn into the good old days of jazz in Azerbaijan. Thank you.
boy.